have recovered from their experience of a few days ago and are now installed in the hotel in the Chinese town of Yankup. They are the guests of the wealthy Mr. Reginald Smythe Heatherstone. In some strange way, Baron de Plexus, who is with them as they struggle through the dark waters of the bay, has mysteriously disappeared. He may have drowned or he may have drifted away. But in any case, our friends are not concerned. But something strange is due to happen to Terry, and it will happen in today's transcribed adventure. So stand by. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. If there's one thing I'm really sure of, it's this. Any one of you boys and girls would certainly hate to miss out on something other kids are enjoying. But that's exactly what you're doing if you're not drinking Libby's Tomato Juice. Boys and girls are writing us how keen they are about this marvelous tasting juice and how they like it better than words can describe. So you can be mighty certain you'll like it too. Why, gosh, anybody would go for Libby's Tomato Juice. It's such a bracing, refreshing drink. Why, it tastes so grand for breakfast, it's so fine for between meals. Whenever you want Libby's Tomato Juice, you can bet your mother will gladly let you have it. Because this drink is a wonderful source of vitamins. Yes, sir. Libby's Tomato Juice is rich in vitamin C and vitamin A. And that's not all. It's also a source of vitamin B1 and vitamin G. Now, you won't have to do any urging to get Mother to buy Libby's Tomato Juice, and boy, will you enjoy it. Libby's Tomato Juice, remember, spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. And now, Terry and the Pirates. It is 11 o'clock in the Chinese town of Yankou. Few people are walking the narrow, crooked streets which lead down to the waterfront. It is a clear, moonlight night as a young man strides briskly along a cobblestone alley, unaware that danger is not far ahead. Suddenly, the young man halts, and in the moonlight, we see it is Terry Lee. And why does he halt? Well, listen.
Hey, what's going on down there by the waterfront? Those were shots. I thought there might be trouble. Yeah, I'm going to find a safe doorway to hide in for a few minutes. Hey, mister. If those men are really are shooting at you, you'd better find another place to hide. I'm here trying to get out of the way. This isn't my fight. There in the alley. Hey, we better stick here in the dark. I hope they didn't see you come in here, mister. I've gone through enough trouble to last me for some time.
Down this way! Come on! Down by the water!
Now's your chance to get away. They passed right by here. You heard them say they were going down by the water. Go ahead. Beat it. Hey, what's the idea? You're hurt? Come on. Come on, get up. They'll be back this way in a second. Come on, mister, on your feet. Look, I don't want to get mixed up in... Hey, what's the matter? Say, you're hurt.
Yes.
Move over here in the moonlight. There's enough light coming through this doorway. There's not nearly enough. Here, let me take off that hat, mister. Let me have a look. Hey, you're a girl. Girl, but you're dressed like a man. Now they're shooting again. Wait, I'll take a look out in the alley. I don't know what they were shooting at, but they must think it's you. I don't know what you've done, miss, but it's not an even break for two men to be shooting down a gal. I wish it was lighter so I could get a good look at you. Here, can you sit up? Come on, I'll lend you a hand. Now, what's the idea of wearing this outfit? Well, I have a black cape and man's hat.
That's a long story. But the dragon lady is grateful.
What?
Yes, young man. There is no mistake.
She was a... I mean, why are you... I mean... Carly, what do I mean? Say, you know who I am, don't you?
A strange coincidence, Terry Lee, that we should meet.
You know, that's funny. I was sure I saw you in a car in this town not so long ago. Today it was.
And now you're here. You've been wounded and... Wait, I think I... Yeah, there's footsteps out there in the alley again. I'll take a quick look. Yeah, those two men who chased you are coming back this way. I'd better hide you. Come on, we'll go back along this corner.
I was sure the woman jumped into the water. If she did not, she was hit by our bullets.
Mm. We are not certain. We cannot be too careful. Mm-hmm. She may have been able to hide in one of these doorways. We have better look in every corridor.
Well, I have a flashlight. We will have our guns ready.
Yes, then come. We will look in here first, huh?
Would you know Dagon Lady if you saw her?
Oh, she will be disguised as man with black cape and hat.
Many people in Yan Kak who wear such clothes.
Mm, that is so. I? Oh, wait. What is this on floor? Change the light, quick.
Ah, look. This must be the woman. Come, stand ready. We shall see.
Take the hat off so I can see the face.
Yes.
And hold the light steady. Aye, there's some mistake. This is a white young boy. See, he has yellow hair. He is boy. This man, he is wounded. Oh, we must get away quickly.
Yes.
We cannot risk any more trouble. The police know too well, you know.
The Dagon Lady is very clever. But still, I think we shall find her.
Well, Terry Lee, now what have you got yourself in for? I think I better have a little talk with the Dagon Lady. All right, my little trick worked. Men have gone.
You have the sharp wits, young one. You are very clever.
Thanks. Coming from you, that's a compliment. Do you think you can move from here?
I have not far to go. Few people know it, but I have rooms on the upper floors here.
You mean those men didn't even know where you lived, and yet they were chasing you with guns?
That is so. I am ashamed that I must beg assistance to reach my room.
That's all right. I'll help you upstairs. Which way do we go?
I have a secret entrance. If you will help me, I shall find it.
Right here. Put your arm over my shoulder. Careful now. All right. Well, you certainly had a trick way of getting here. You must know these buildings like a book.
Yan Kak Town has been one of my headquarters for many months. I pay well for a hiding place.
Better lie down and let me dress that wound.
Help me over to the couch.
Okay.
I do not think the shoulder is serious.
Say, it's kind of odd when you think of it. I mean, just a short time ago, Pat Ryan was plugged in the shoulder, too. Now then, let me take a look at that left wing. Hmm. This thing isn't too bad. Well, it just clipped you.
Move a chair beside me so I can rest my arm. You will find hot water in the first aid kit in the next room. But please hurry.
There you are. I didn't do a very good job of bandaging that shoulder. You should see a doctor.
When the doctor came here, he would excite suspicion. If I went out, I would never live to see one.
Well, all this shooting isn't any of my business, of course.
Of course. But you have rendered me a great service. I do not wish to put your life in danger by giving you dangerous information.
Look, I'm in a spot. I left the hotel. I was going aboard a ship to pick up some luggage that belonged to us, and the next thing I know, you run into me, and here we are.
Yes. I can see how your mind works, Terry Lee. You have the uncomfortable feeling that you should turn me over to the Chinese army official, or at least the police.
Well, you can hardly blame me. Gosh, I must be crazy. Why should I go to all this trouble to help you? That's what I'd like to know.
I will admit that I was weak and desperate when I stumbled into that doorway and met you. But even then, I could have stopped you, for I, too, was armed. So you see, Perhaps I also am a bit confused.
Well, listen, let's talk about something else for a minute. For instance, I know a lot of people who might be out gunning for you, but who was it this time?
There's somebody who knows a great deal about me. This person was desperate because he knew he would have to account to me for his many mistakes.
Can't you straighten that out a little bit? I don't get it.
Well, I have had a business arrangement with a gentleman who is supposed to supply me with gold. I arranged to meet him here in Yonkers, but he failed to arrive.
Yeah?
And then I was informed that this man had failed to get the gold. In order to protect himself, he had hired two men to kill me. You met those killers tonight.
But who is the big shot who wants to get rid of you?
There's a man by the name of Baron de Plexus.
Baron de Plexus?
Because if you knew him.
I'll say I do, and so does Pat Ryan and April Kane. Yeah, the Baron got pinned on account of the woman Sanjak.
Sanjak. I rather suspected she was the one who upset the Baron and took the gold he was to get for me.
As far as I know, the Baron is either at the bottom of the bay or a long way from this town.
Nevertheless, it was he who hired two men to get rid of me. He did that to cover up his mistakes. And now I am a prisoner here in my own room. Those men will not give up easily. The moment I appear outside, they will strike quickly.
Oh, gee. Well, I don't know what to say about all this.
You have been generous, young one. You have helped an enemy in this unhappy hour. You will not regret the service.
How do you mean?
The Dragon Lady does not forget. She refills all her applications, and when next you visit me, I shall explain many things.
Do you think I ought to come back here again?
You alone know that I am here. I am depending on you to bring me food and help me for the time being.
Golly, with all you know about China, you shouldn't be making trouble for the Chinese people. You should be helping to fight the invader.
And if that were true...
Well, then that would change things a great deal.
Tell me, you will go now. Go quietly and return tomorrow. At that time, I will have surprising things to tell you. Until then, nobody must know I am here.
Well, what will the Dragon Lady tell Terry tomorrow? Is it possible that she has given up her career as China's most notorious bandit and is now working secretly for the Chinese government? I have a hunch that's the real answer, and I'll tell you more in just a moment. For victory, every good American should do these two things. They should buy United States savings bonds and stamps, and they should eat right, so they'll be strong and well. Libby's tomato juice, the keen-tasting drink I've been telling you about, is one of the protective foods you should have often. It's a swell source of vitamins. Now, I want you and your mother to know there are many, many other Libby's foods that bring you important food values. And every one of them is simply delicious. Vegetables and fruits are two things we need every single day. Well, Libby packs lots of them, in addition to meats and juices and other things. And boy, oh boy, are they good eating. Your whole family will be glad if Mother asks for Libby's. Say, wouldn't it be exciting if the Dragon Lady suddenly swung over to the side of Terry and Pat Ryan and the others? That would be a combination for adventure, wouldn't it? But we'll find out the true facts of the case in tomorrow's Terry Tale. So be sure you tune in right on the dot.